How to cope with delayed grief. Finding grief therapy in Culver City. Grief is a challenging process everyone must go through before experiencing healing and moving forward in life. Grief can be intense, and you may not feel it until weeks, months, or years after the loss of a loved one. This is known as delayed grief and can interfere with your daily responsibilities and physical and mental health. What is delayed grief? Everyone experiences grief differently. Some people start the grieving process before their loved one dies, possibly after a terminal illness diagnosis, or at the start of hospice care. Others move through the stages of the grieving process sequentially, working through the shock, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. You may know of someone with chronic or complicated grief who has mourned for several months or years over the loss of their loved one, unable to move forward with their own life. Delayed grief is different than the examples above. Perhaps grieving was not an option for you due to painful emotions or responsibilities. Maybe you held tightly onto hope that a missing family member would be found, or that the cancer diagnosis would be wrong. Delayed grief is intense and can catch you off guard months or years after your loved one has passed. How it impacts your health. Intense grief impacts your physical and mental health. Grief can disrupt relationships and careers. As you move through the stages, each one may feel severe. You may cycle through anger and depression several times. Some days, it may become a struggle to get out of bed, and it might seem pointless to go to work or care for yourself when your loved one is gone. Below is a list of symptoms of delayed grief. Loneliness. Loss of interest in hobbies. Isolation. Feelings of emptiness. Sleep problems. Appetite changes. Headaches and body aches. Digestive issues. High blood pressure. Weight gain. Fatigue. Low self-esteem. You may find it hard to find sympathy from others with delayed grief. Coworkers may expect you to be over it by now. This rejection can make you feel worse. How to cope with delayed grief? We live in a fallen and broken world. Grief is part of that. Deep down, we know we were never supposed to lose someone we love, but our spirits live in temporary, fragile bodies. You know your loved one would want you to enjoy life and take advantage of good opportunities. The following are several ideas for coping with delayed grief. Seek help. Find a Christian counselor who uses proven methods combined with faith. Turn to friends and family. Lean into your closest friends and family. Journal your emotions. Allow your grief and emotions an outlet by journaling. Remember your loved one. Honor your loved one with a small tribute or service. Practice self-care. Reintegrate into your routine by doing something for yourself daily. Challenge yourself. Get excited about a new hobby or interest. Join a support group. Find a local grief support group in your community or church. You can get through this. God is by your side. Call out to Him and ask Him for His peace that passes all understanding. Grief counseling in Culver City, California. If delayed grief is interfering with your health, work, and relationships, you are not alone. Contact a counselor at Culver City Christian Counseling today for help. A Christian counselor in Culver City, California can help you process your emotions and find comfort and closure. Call us at Culver City Christian Counseling or complete the online contact form today.